Chairman. Good morning, Stephen Mayne. Shareholder, I'm a proxy representative for 9 other shareholders. I'm a candidate for the board. I've got a couple of questions to open up with. Just in relation to your speech this morning, I think it's fair to say that was a swashbuckling farewell.
Mr. Mayne, sorry, are these related to the financial reports, the director's report, or the auditor's report?
I've got a question about the general business, the general operation and management of the company, yeah.
Well, that question was seen to me to be best left until the end of the meeting when questions from shareholders will be received. I'm asking questions relating directly to item 1 on the agenda.
All right, Chairman. Well, normally general business is when you ask general questions. So I'm surprised that you're shunting the debate until the end of the meeting. Is that what you're proposing to do?
I'm asking for questions which relate to item 1 on the agenda paper. If you have a question relating to item 1, would you please ask it?
All right. Well, in terms of the financial performance outline in the accounts, I'm concerned that we're going to seriously damage the financial performance as outlined in the accounts because of your attitude towards market supervision. I thought your performance today in blaming the press for everything was outrageous. And the facts of the matter are that the chairman of the Commonwealth Bank has criticised our market supervision performance, the chief executive of QBE has criticised it, and the debate has been led by Risk Metrics and Regnan, two prominent proxy advisory firms. And for the chairman of the ABC to stand up and blame the press for everything, I thought was just delusional.
Thank you.
And completely disingenuous.
Do you have a question relating to the accounts, Mr. Mayne?
My question in relation to the accounts, Chairman, is how damaging will it be to our financial performance going forward if this board has so imperiled our monopoly franchise by its lacklustre supervision of the market that we are stripped of our monopoly and that we are stripped of our supervisory role? Because that's what I think you've done, and I think it's going to be enormously financially damaging to us. And to see you in complete denial, blaming the press for everything, I thought was outrageous. So how much will this cost us if we are stripped of the role?
Well, I think the question you ask, as you know, is rhetorical, but I think the premise on which you base your questions is that ASX has been negligent in relation to its supervision, and both I and the Managing Director have put before you facts which I think go to deny the points or the assertions that you make. Assertions don't mean facts. Assertions are what they are, and very often based in ignorance.